Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Beautiful little cough and splutter there, JB, to kick off episode 12 of the Egg Chasers Rugby Podcast. I'm Tim. Phil is here as well.
Hi, Tim.
We've both just had a day's work and are feeling fine. Jay has had another day of getting on the wagon.
Hi, Tim.
So you've had, what, a three-day stag do?
Yeah, started on Friday and we finished last night at about 12 o'clock. Yeah, good.
Long weekend.
Long weekend.
Well, we'll hear plenty of stories because actually you and some of your fellow stag party were on BT Sport at the rugby.
Indeed we were.
Which we will cover in a little bit. But here's a question to get us going then. Right, it's December now. Christmas party season is here. Loads of office parties will be happening every night. So, question for you. Which rugby player would you most like at your work's Christmas party? And why?
Did you ever see the Channel 4 programme where they invite people around and people come dine with me?
Yeah.
The rugby player, come dine with me.
No.
I didn't see that. I need to watch this.
How have you not mentioned this before?
Some old school players. Victor Obogu, O'Fire, Kieran Bracken. There was another prop on there.
Probin?
I can't remember. They were all good lads. They all came across really well. Pretty funny, and put a few beers away. More than a few beers away.
Of course they did. Speaking of which, actually, Jay, I think you could do with a bit of hair of the dog listening to you.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, good. There you go, Jay. Sorry, carry on.
Don't know which rugby player I'd go for, but I do know, because I've thought about this for a long, long time, who I'd most like to have a night out with. Silvio Berlusconi, definitely.
On his dime.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Bunga, bunga.
Rugby player, though.
I think Andy Powell, he always seems like a good chap. You've been out in a like walkabout or something with Andy Powell, haven't you?
All right, well,
the guy just gets his top off, starts flexing, and he's good for either a late night joyride, and he'll probably give you a lift home in whatever vehicle he happens to be in.
Well, this stag weekend, which I was on this weekend, sorry, this rugby research weekend that was on this weekend, a lot of the boys were from Wales. I swear to God, every man from Wales who is between the ages of 20 to 30 and drinks has an Andy Powell story. I've got three different Andy Powell stories from this weekend alone.
Can you repeat any of them?
Apparently, they all went boozing out in, where was it now? Pontypridd or somewhere. Somewhere just after he got in trouble for going down the M4 in the golf cart. And these guys and their team went out around Pontypridd. And they're playing the game with, you know, when you throw a golf ball into a drink and then you've got to neck it. Well, they kind of spotted Andy Powell in the corner. So one of them nipped over, threw in the golf ball. Andy Powell looked at him, necked his drink, got the golf ball, put it in the next drink, necked that drink, and then threw the golf ball across the pub. Andy Powell. I want him to come to my Christmas party.
Is that it? We'll just start and stop at Andy Powell or the entire Australian rugby team.
Yeah, a few of them. James O'Connor.
Worth a night out. Definitely.
Nick Cummins.
More on him later.
Yes.
Right, how about this then? And feel free to suggest your own. Who would you have at your office Christmas party from World Rugby? Maybe you have an anecdote of a night. In fact, that'd be a good one as we get in through December. Anecdotes of rugby players on nights out.
Yes, please.
We've already got one of Andy Powell right there. That would be brilliant. And obviously, there will be some people in Leeds that will have seen Danny Cipriani getting hit by a bus, which is another brilliant one. So anecdotes of rugby players at night when they're off the clock. I was going to say you can text 83936. That's what I do at work. you can at Rugby Podcast on Twitter. Right, how about this then? Carlos Spencer, the former New Zealand international fly half, said Australia are nowhere near the force they were. The same for Wales and France. Apart from England and South Africa, no one excites me.
And he was also talking about New Zealand in that
interview.
I think, so it's besides
his native New Zealand.
Yeah, in his opinion, besides New Zealand, South Africa and England, no one in world rugby is exciting at the moment.
Was he with Andy Powell when he was saying that? Because that is the most ludicrous thing which I've heard for a while.
I knew this would be like red rag to a bull for JB.
Well, just have a think about this. Australia, I completely agree. Australia have gone from one of the best sides in the world to what they are now.
Wales beating team.
Now, Wales. You've got to remember, as a Welsh fan, I've been through the years of being absolutely dreadful before Grand Slam 1. So to say Wales are not the team that they used to be, when was he referring to? What, in the 1970s? No, 1960s? He's talking absolute nonsense. And they are comfortably the best team in Six Nations, unless France are on form. And how has he skipped France? How can England excite you and France not excite you?
Well, France finished bottom of the Six Nations.
Yeah. No.
2013.
They only won two games in all 2013.
If you want facts and figures, go and read the rugby paper or something like that. If you want innuendo and speculation, that's me.
Fact-free statements from JB.
Fact-free statements right here.
I think he's being a bit unkind to Wales.
I agree.
He's been an idiot.
To suggest that there's a huge gulf between England and then Australia, Wales and France is crazy as well.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Unless you just watched the Wales-Tonga game, which was just absolutely awful.
Well, I don't know if on your stag do you got to watch the Wales game.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Yep. I thought it was a cracking game, first
awesome,
and foremost.
Wasn't it?
Really
yeah,
good game.
Really
good.
It was a pleasure to watch Quade Cooper play.
It really was.
He was incredible.
50th test match for him, and it is great to have him in the international scene. It would have been a real shame had his exile carried on. I agree with that completely.
Do you think if Quade Cooper was playing, that the British and Irish Lions tour result would have been different?
Absolutely. He's awesome.
He is that good.
Absolutely class.
That game did wrap up the autumn international season, and we're going to move on to the Premiership soon, which was back for another week, of course. But because it ties in nicely with Wales-Australia, we go now to Rugby Oki. What has become the surprise package of the Egg Chasers Rugby podcast and ourselves. None of us thought it would kind of snowball into what it has, which is kind of one of the favourite parts of the podcast. So this all started. Do you remember where it started, guys?
How could we forget?
Do you remember where it started? Take it away, Alex Corbisiero.
Keep it kind of quiet. People on a diet. Scrum is straight, term is right.
I don't deny it.
Test me, try it. Style, you don't buy it. I'ma grab the microphone and start to fly it. Up, up, high. Grab the mic and make you cry. Told you before we represent L.I. London Irish, you can't deny this. So, so sick of tenants, you can't buy this.
Yes. Would you say that's still your favourite one?
100%. I don't know, actually, because obviously being a huge narcissist, I was listening to my own voice from the podcast driving back up from Bristol this weekend. And I listened again to Benji Marshall's.
I was going to say Benji.
It's good.
I enjoyed that.
It's really good.
Sam Tidey and Benji Marshall were really good. Yeah, but basically this is celebrating, Rugby Oki is celebrating we all love a sing-song in every rugby club on buses back from away games and stuff, but it seems like some people love to take the limelight and have a proper old sing on the microphone, as Matt Stevens did on X Factor, Celebrity X Factor. Ben Foden did on his own website with his missus. Sam Tidey and Benji Marshall from last week's podcast. Today, we feature someone who's becoming our favourite rugby player, just in general, the Honey Badger, Nick Cummins, Australian and Western Force winger. Now, if you remember last week on the podcast, we featured the Honey Badger and one of his best post-match chats.
Well, the Badger's back. Nick Cummins, how did it feel to be back out at NIB Stadium tonight?
NIB. Yeah, mate, it's bloody outstanding. You know, my mate, buddy, see you blue, just gets right up here and gives you the strength. You know, this time around, I was just thinking, I'm going to get out there and just go bananas. And, you know, buddy, I was looking right up a drain pipe. Benny McCowan, he came up to me, buddy. I think he was huffing and puffing, and, mate, he did well. He always does. He's a tough rooster, and sweating like a gypsy with a mortgage, actually, when he got up after scoring that try. But, mate, no, bloody outstanding.
I spent a massive amount of this last week just looking at Nick Cummins' YouTube clips. The guy's an absolute legend.
As did I, completely independently from you, Tim. I think he's brilliant. He's fantastic.
I do love him.
Before we get on to Nick Cummins singing, I found some brilliant Nick Cummins quotes. His name, the Honey Badger, basically came because he said the Honey Badger's his favourite animal and he'd like to be regarded like a Honey Badger because he's a little guy who can take down big fellas. So he said he saw a documentary that inspired him. A Honey Badger killed a male lion in a one-on-one.
What? Not true.
And Nick Cummins said he watched this documentary, the Honey Badger took down a lion, and he says, he clawed the canisters off the big fella, the big one too. That, to me, is outstanding. So that's why he's called the Honey Badger. He's our new favourite rugby player.
Definitely.
But he demonstrated his singing voice a little bit in this video that I found.
Oh, I love this video. If it's one I think it is.
He's on the beach in Perth, where he plies his trade for Western Force.
Have you seen this film?
I've not, no. Oh.
You don't get much of him singing, but you get enough. You get Nick Cummins playing a ukulele, and you get him doing a little bit of singing of an amazing song.
G'day, folks. Live from Scarborough Beach, the Honey Badger and Golden Eagle. Sit back, relax, put your belt on, and enjoy the show.
That's it. In terms of singing, that's it.
Oh, the video.
Well,
so
what an amazing International Music Day. Remember to share the love through the songs and be good to your mum. Hooroo.
So you get a little bit of him singing Peter Andre's Mysterious Girl, which is enough.
It could never be enough. I could have 2 hours of that.
I'd want more.
The video, which I will post at Rugby Podcast right now, is incredible because it goes into the Peter Andre version of Mysterious Girl, and then it's just Nick Cummins and one of his teammates from Western Force just frolicking on the beach.
It is very funny.
It's brilliant. So that is Rugby Oki for this week, and please keep your suggestions coming in. We'll see if we can keep this going to the end of the year with Rugby Oki. And a nice one. There we go. Nick Cummins, we salute you, and we move on. To the Premiership. It was pretty much all close games, except for Worcester, but that's standard.
Even the Worcester game, wasn't it? Only the last 20 minutes. Yeah.
Did you hear Dean Ryan this week?
What did he have to say?
We asked them questions and they didn't have all of the answers. Yes, they did. They had every answer. Every time I hear him now, it gets more and more desperate.
I've just backed myself into this corner. I'm going to keep defending him. I like him as a bloke. I like him as a rugby thinker and I don't know that many people would do a better job with that squad.
I'd do a better job. Right now. Saying it right now.
Is that a job offer?
Yeah. Well, if
application, sorry.
Cecil. Yeah. Your man's right here.
Poor old Cecil wasting all that money.
But they were all close games. But let's talk about the game you were at, JB. You were at the Rec.
Oh, right. Well,
for Bath against Exeter Chiefs, which we were really debating that this would be a close one, as it turned out.
Well, before I talk about the actual match, just a quick thing to say, which is we got there. It was obviously a local derby. The place was absolutely packed, but we were short of 5 tickets. Anyway, the people at Bath were absolutely phenomenal. Probably the best club experience that I've had yet. The ticket office in particular couldn't have been more helpful, so big thank you to Mark, who sort of sorted out the tickets. Then when I bought the tickets to hand them out to lads, after you moved heaven and earth to get them, unfortunately I bought 2 extra tickets, which I then had to go back with my tail between my legs to give Mark back the 2 extra tickets. So that was the start.
In what way were they just so good? Just really helpful?
Really, really helpful. I mean, that ground. I don't think there's many better grounds to watch sports in the world.
I used to live in Bath, and it used to, on a game day, there was something really special about just being nearby.
Yeah. I mean, these massive stadiums now, say you've got like an 80,000-seater stadium somewhere, very, very nice. But I think the charm of Bath is the fact that it isn't that big. You can actually see the town from in the stands.
It's a beautiful setting.
I like that.
It is awesome.
And even if you can't get a ticket, there's a little spot just off Pulteney Street, which is the really nice street, just sort of above and behind the clubhouse. Where you can stand in the railings and just get a view of about two-thirds of the pitch.
Oh, really?
And see a bit of the, see most of the game.
Well, I suppose now most teams are moving their stadiums. Like, for instance, Sale now play at the AJ Bell. I understand why they do it, because, I mean, you can't go and build a stadium in the centre of Manchester. It just won't work. But I think it'd be a terrible shame if Bath ever have to leave the Rec for whatever reason, because having that team right in the centre, I think it gives something to town, and certainly all the city, and it certainly gives something to Bath as a team, that it was awesome. But unfortunately, for me, I went there as an extra Chiefs fan for the day. And by the time I left, I'm now a full-time... Well, other than RGC, who was actually my team, in the Premiership, I think that I'm going to follow full-time Exeter Chiefs. Good club, built on good morals, and their fans are awesome.
Their fans are brilliant. Their fans are so good.
Yeah.
I always enjoy it when I see them as away fans.
Oh, yeah, and the game's quite good as well.
And what were you wearing in the end? You were talking about you weren't sure what fancy dress you were going to be wearing on this stag do.
Yeah, so Secret Santa fancy dress. I was dressed as an Indian. Hilariously, Indians, according to
Native American Indians or Indian? Subcontinent Indian.
Oh, right, OK. Native American Indian, a chief, maybe. This entailed me wearing nothing but basically kind of like a leather pelt. Well, I was topless all afternoon. I did, however, bring a T-shirt, which was lucky, because obviously it would get chilly. And my dear friend Steve threw my T-shirt into the river. So I was delighted at that, actually. The stag was dressed as Gavin Henson.
He did look a bit more like Colin Jarvis, though.
Good point. And at half time, they asked all the boys if they wanted to go and do like the BT tacklometer thing.
No, that was nothing to do with this Egg Chasers connection. That was just
luckily not, because the producer there said I was too drunk to tackle it, so I didn't get on.
So right, bearing in mind, in the new year we are visiting the BT Sports studios and doing a bit of a behind the scenes thing and chatting to their guys. Keep an ear out for that one in the new year on the Egg Chasers podcast. Unbeknown to them, you've already been denied featuring on BT Sports.
I was going to try and plead with them, saying, you know, I do a podcast. Wouldn't have known.
Yeah, if you'd have ruined our opportunity to go on BT Sport because you were too drunk.
I'll have to check my inbox. There might be a... sorry, boys.
No Indians. The other thing as well is they wouldn't let our stag on because he's dressed as Gavin Henson, and apparently that could have been a bit contentious, which I think, you know, Super Gav would have found that fine.
He'd have liked that.
Yeah, exactly.
But then if the fans all boo him, that wouldn't have been a good look.
I think the problem was we handcuffed him to his brother who was dressed as Charlotte Church. Maybe that was it.
In terms of actual rugby in the Premiership then, I mean, that was a cracking game as well.
It was a good game.
It was reasonable. It sort of opened up a bit.
The two tries were phenomenal.
Yeah and two kind of pacey tries from second rows.
Do you rate Dean Mum in like kind of world rankings for second rows? Because I have a feeling that if he's playing international now, he'd be a lot higher ranked than what he is.
I really rate him. Do you remember his handoff in Super Rugby against the Sharks? I think it was the Sharks. It was one of the South African teams. His handoff is unbelievable.
I just typed in Dean Mum on YouTube and it says Dean Mum Fend is the top one. It just automatically comes up.
That's Dean Mum charging infield.
Boom!
Wow. They're rolling here, the Tars.
Dean Mum, brilliant stuff.
A weapons-grade handoff.
Wow. He actually lifted the man. It was like a chokehold, like something out of a...
You mean slammed him for wrestling fans out there?
For wrestling fans.
Good
choke slam.
A choke
hold. Wow, that was immense. That could almost be given a red card for a tip tackle.
Yeah.
Just on the handoff.
Above the horizontal.
Yeah. Wow. That was huge.
George Ford had a good game. That's the other thing I noted.
I'm always a bit disappointed when I see a team that scores all its points through kicks beat a team that scores two
good
tries.
Try as well.
Two lovely tries to watch. Dean Mum outpaced Jack Noel for that try.
Yeah, he did.
Incredible.
That was serious gas. I'll tell you what, I did notice, I think Bath won that in the back row because Dave Ewers never really got over the game line as much as he has been doing. And when you got Francois Lowe and Houston and...
He had plenty of carries, though, but maybe they're just a little bit too dependent on him. Mind you, they've got Tom Johnson too. They've got Dean Mum.
Tom Johnson had a good game. But basically, I think one of the big features of Exeter's game has been they've opened the game up a little bit and play a more expansive game, but they've always had that sort of go forward through Dave Ewers and Bath,
yeah,
actually
I think
basically they won it by nullifying.
Well, I mean, they've got monsters on the bench like Kyle Ferns, which you can bring at half time.
Yeah, I know.
It's a ridiculous size pack.
Yeah. Sale Sharks gave a really good account of themselves at the Allianz Stadium.
Right, now two things to note here is probably the performance of Cipriani, who looked pretty good. Pretty good. And the performance of probably the best fly half in the Premiership, Charlie Hodgson, who dispatched Sale with, you know, I wouldn't say ease, but he certainly did a good job.
Sale are definitely demonstrating the difference from having a defence coach and not having a defence coach in previous seasons.
Have Sale got a specific...
Yeah, they do, don't they?
I don't know. No idea.
Mike Forshaw came in, and I think he's made a massive difference. He joined earlier this year, like in May. He joined, like, before pre-season.
Right.
Yeah, but
that looks like it's a good acquisition for them, doesn't it?
Really good.
Do you think it was the defence that made it? Because, you know, looking at least at the highlights, you had some sublime kicking from Cipriani. He scored a try. One of his offloads for a second try, which was disallowed, and a drop goal, I think.
Yeah, he did get a drop goal.
It's pretty. It's a pretty good day out there.
Worcester, we've always talked about them, and Northampton are pretty much rumbling on. The really, really close game was London Irish, who lost at home to London Wasps. And Marlon Yard has now ruptured a hip tendon.
Ooh, that sounds nasty.
And Brian Smith had to come out and defend picking him on the wing because he had some injuries and was released by England because of a lack of fitness and an injury, and then was put straight back into action and has now ruptured a tendon.
Bad news for England as well, because Christian Wade has now been ruled out for 6 months with ligament damage in his ankle.
Tell you what, if England have got strength and depth, it's on the wing.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. Strettle, Ashton, they can play Foden
We had Foden playing, and he played pretty solidly, but playing out of position, and previously we've had Mike Brown playing out of position there.
I think that's just to get Mike Brown on the pitch.
It's a little bit like when England in football played Paul Scholes out on the left. It's like, yeah, they're a good player, but you want much better if they're in their natural position.
Yeah, particularly at international level, where I always say it's such fine margins, and that kind of half a yard in the wrong position or that microsecond to react to something slightly slower because you're not used to it, it does make a huge difference. So I don't like to see people being played out of position. Internationally.
I think that's fair enough, but it's not like they're losing their tight head prop.
Fair enough.
True.
I want to mention a couple of championship games that happened over the weekend. They both happened on Sunday, actually, but there was a game on Sky.
Sorry, hang on. Before you do, you're just going to gloss over the performance of Andy Goode.
Was he particularly good?
He was very good.
Ran the show.
Very good.
But no, I just want to quickly mention a couple of championship games. I thought it was really good using that cliche. Great advert for the championship, and it's easy to forget about it, but there is some real good quality rugby going on in the league below, and it was Bristol 22, Leeds Carnegie 28. Really good game. It was one of the few games Sky have got. so fair enough, I gave it a watch, and I was really impressed. So I just thought I'd give a quick shout for the championship. Some good stuff going on there.
Very good. Always like that.
Shall we move on?
Yeah, go on then.
Right. I'm going to play some music, which is going to introduce our dream team. So the dream team is where we choose a topic and then select a 15 of people that deserve to wear that shirt. Always provides a bit of contentious debate, and you can always give us your thoughts at Rugby Podcast on Twitter, eggchasers.com. Now listen, this music is because today's topic for the dream team is, I don't know how to put this, is porn putting it too...
It's quite blunt, but yeah.
It's quite blunt. Should we just call it an adult?
The adult 15.
The triple X 15.
Yeah.
The X-rated 15.
X-rated 15. Porn was how you described it to us.
Yeah, it was. That gets the message across. But here we go then. So we're selecting just basically players who've got rude-sounding names, pretty much is what it comes down to. Should we start in the front row then?
Go on then.
Cocker?
Tony Woodcock?
Tim Cocker.
Cocker, yeah.
Cocker, there you go.
Yeah, I could be a hooker. Tony Woodcock, New Zealand.
Yes.
Good, solid.
Is it? Jay, is it?
Yeah, I think it's good.
No, you just went over his head.
Lost it.
What?
He's not firing on all cylinders today.
Sorry, boys, I'm firing on a solid six today.
You just said solid.
Hey!
Got there in the end.
There's a couple of other Wood-related ones.
Yeah, go on.
Nick Wood.
Yeah, Gloucester.
Tom Wood.
Tom Wood.
But that's a back row. We're in front
just,
row.
Just in front row.
You're just saying the Wood ones. Wood.
Yeah, but we're in front row, Jay. Get with it.
Trevor Woodman.
Trevor Woodman. No, no. I've got another prop.
Go on.
Carl Rimmer.
Oh, that's awesome.
Exeter Chiefs prop.
Very good. I didn't have that. BJ Botha.
Oh, excuse me.
Brilliant. I knew this was going to be a good one. Oh, wow.
I didn't appreciate this. So when you told me about this category, I didn't appreciate it until I started looking into it and doing a bit of research. And then I was like, oh, my God, this is going to be brilliant.
Who do we go for there? I think Carl Rimmer's got to get in.
Rimmer, what? BJ. They're awesome.
They're the best two.
Hooker, then. I bet we all have exactly the same one written down as our first choice.
Yeah.
Should we say on three? One, two, three.
Andrew Hall.
although Andy Titterall.
Yeah.
Ah.
Another shot.
Whose nickname is Tits.
Yeah. Of course it is. The second row?
It was Andrew Hall, though, isn't it?
Andrew Hall.
So we've got a brilliant front row.
I don't think we need to discuss it.
BJ Botha, Andrew Hall, Carl Rimmer. That's fantastic. I bet there's a couple of names that feature in second row that we all have as well.
Go on.
James Horwill.
Good.
Horwill, I thought, well, anyway. And I bet the other one we've both got.
Possibly. Dick Greenwood.
Oh, no.
Is he a second row?
Had him down as a second row. I had to research.
Will Greenwood's dad was Dick Greenwood.
Dick Greenwood, yeah.
Nice. Danny Grucock.
Oh yeah.
So obvious.
So I think,
and I also had New Zealand lock. It played for New Zealand a few years ago.
Jeremy
Thrush.
Good.
Yes.
Good.
Is that a consequence of too much action? I don't know. How did you get Thrush?
I've got no idea.
Maybe this isn't the place for that discussion.
Let's not talk about that. No.
Danny Grucock's got a game, hasn't he?
Dick Greenwood. I quite like Dick Greenwood.
Dick Greenwood.
Dick Greenwood.
Yeah, definitely.
Defo. Dick Greenwood and Danny Grucock in the second row. That's brilliant. Back row, then. I've got two options at blindside, both with the same surname. Gloucester's Matt Cox and Edinburgh's Sean Cox.
Yeah.
Good.
Sean Cox is a bit more of a second row, isn't he?
Yeah, he plays sort of...
Chris Cracknell.
Nice. I like that a lot. He was an England Sevens player, wasn't he?
Yeah. He used to play for Exeter when they were in the Championship, I think.
JB's already mentioned Tom Wood.
Yeah.
And what about this one? A Canadian international who played for a bit in Wales at Ospreys, Chauncey O'Toole.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, cross codes, you go with Ian Hardman.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Nice. Two more. David Pocock. And going back a few years from... The British and Irish Lions, 1955 tour to South Africa.
Wow.
They had a player called Tug Wilson.
Yes, he's in. So how do we pick a back row out of that lot then? Tug Wilson.
Tug Wilson.
Matt Cox, Chris Cracknell and Tug Wilson. Fantastic. Right, we move into the backs. This is brilliant already.
Tim, what did you have?
Neil de Kock.
Yeah.
Yep.
I got him. I had one... A guy that I played against a few years ago, he's currently playing at Roslyn Park. I think he was at Barking when I played against him. He's called Jack Gash.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Hang on. If I'd have come up with Jack Gash, you'd be all over me saying this can't be verified.
This is verified. He's played against him.
It can be verified. How about this for verified then?
A couple of weeks ago, I said Hooker, Max Pepper. Admittedly, I got it from a...
Under-13s
match report from Barnard Castle. Anyway, on the car down, someone said, Max Pepper, I know his dad. So it can't be verified.
Wow!
So you can be verified, so take that back.
Fair enough.
Jack Gash, you can actually get up a team sheet of Barking versus Sedgley Park a couple of years ago.
Jack Gash might even have to be captain, even though he's an unknown.
No. I'm pretty sure my guy will be captain.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, wow.
Fly half. I've got a pair of brothers, which probably won't both get in.
Go on.
The Bells, Tommy and Chris Bell.
Yeah.
So Tommy Bell plays fly half.
I didn't have that. Yep. We could also have had Duncan Bell at prop, but I didn't have those two.
Duncan Bell, of course.
I only had one fly half.
Yeah.
A guy that was signed by Edinburgh this year, although I don't think he's actually played for them, is called Bruce Dick.
Yeah, good enough.
That's brilliant. I do feel like a little bit of a school kid just giggling at these. Bruce Dick. Who should we go? Do you want Bruce Dick or Tommy Bell?
Bell.
Tommy Bell is
better known.
Centres then.
Toulouse. I think it's a good one. Yves Dongy.
Yes. I thought you could have had Gordon D'Arcy as well.
Any other centres?
I had BJ Mather.
Okay.
Dual code. Yeah, we've had the BJ thing before.
Have you? That's why Phil's in such a good mood this evening.
A Welsh international, Neil Boobier.
Boobier,
yeah. I remember him.
Spelt B-O-O-B, Y-E-R.
Boobier, yeah. Good. Oh, like, let's go Boobier. Yves Dongy and Neil Boobier in midfield.
There was also a South African centre from the 1970s called Peter Whip.
No. I said last week, Arthur Lemon passed away 1984, number 8 for Neath and Wales, wasn't allowed it. But no, you crack on.
We've got Yves Dongy and Neil Boobier.
Yeah.
Wingers.
Nick Cummings! Yeah! Nick Cummings.
The Honey Badger!
Just gets right up, yeah, and buddy, I was looking right up a drain pipe. I think he was huffing and puffing, and he's a tough rooster. Sweating like a gypsy with a mortgage, actually.
Good.
He's been mentioned plenty of times, right? I've got a good one that I thought of only in the car on the way here. Paul Sackey.
I had Paul Sackey. I love it. I think it's brilliant.
Although there is, right? It won't be right for this 15, but an honourable mention for a women's French international called Fanny Horter.
Nice.
She plays on the wing. But no, Paul Sackey and Nick Cummins.
Wingers with fullback.
I'm not going to say this. I'm going to ask Phil to read it because my reading is notoriously bad. But I found this guy who plays fullback in New Zealand. Can be verified. How would you say that, Phil?
David Felcher.
Spelt
Felcher.
Captain! Captain! Oh.
Spelt F-E-L-T-S-C-H-E-E-R. Nickname... Felch.
Oh God!
Plays in New Zealand.
If you're very a young rugby fan listening to this, don't look up what that is. Just ignore it.
Don't go to urbandictionary.com.
No,
do not do that.
Ignorance is bliss. Please no.
I did have a couple of other fullbacks.
Yeah, go on.
Perhaps not to the same calibre. William Ryder.
Oh, that's nice.
Nice.
And Willie LaRue.
Oh, good. Good.
Who do we pick as the fullback then? Do we go with JB's find?
David Felcher.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Can I just read out our 15?
Yes, please do.
our X-rated porn 15 is...
just before you read it out...
Go on.
Has anyone got a coach?
I do.
And I've got a stadium.
I've got a stadium as well. I bet we've got the same one. I've got a coach, Dick Best.
No.
Oh.
I had a different coach.
Go on.
I had Les Kiss. He was Ireland's defence coach who took over after Declan Kidney, replacement Kiss. For a short period.
Les Kiss is absolutely brilliant. That's so good. Go on, then, what's your stadium, Jay?
Shall we do this at the same time?
3, 2, 1.
Six ways.
Barker's Butts. I like yours better.
What was yours, Tim?
Barker's Butts. It's a rugby club in the Midlands, I think.
Six ways.
That's amazing. I love it. Although, have you seen the picture of the new Qatari World Cup football stadium? I reckon that could potentially be a stadium for this 15 to be playing.
Oh, really?
Have you not seen it?
Nope.
Have you not seen a picture?
Nope.
Oh, my word. How have you missed this? Hold on a minute. Qatar Stadium. Right. I'm going to show you a picture of the Qatar National Stadium.
So this is for the World Cup that's coming up.
The World Cup in 2015.
No, 2022.
This is one where they're going to have to hope climate change really takes hold. Or
I'm going to show you a picture of what the stadium looks like. You tell me if you think that looks
horrific. That is horrific. Who did that?
Do you it know does what? Look a bit like a rugby ball, though.
A little bit like a rugby ball.
Do you know what this is?
A bit
is?
Like something else, too.
This is clearly the product of a country which doesn't really allow women to do much. Because if they did, if they had one woman on that design team, they might have put their hand up and gone, guys, this isn't a great idea. What you're doing, not good.
One final thing before we leave the dream team. There is a quad rugby team in America, so wheelchair rugby, who are called the Portland Pounders.
Nice.
Go
Pounders.
The Pawn 15 looking for bigger tackles and softer hands.
Oh,
like it.
Nice.
That's the strap line. We've got. They play at six ways. They're coached by Les Kiss, and the 15 is BJ Botha, Andrew Hoare, Carl Rimmer, Dick Greenwood, Danny Grucock, Matt Cox, Chris Cracknell, Tug Wilson, Jack Gash, Tommy Bell, Nick Cummins, Yves Dongy, Neil Boubier, Paul Sackey, and David Felcher. That boy, that's fine
very,
work.
Very
well
good.
Well done, lads, well done.
If there is another name that deserves to be mentioned,
I'm sure we'll hear about it.
Please let us know at Rugby Podcast on Twitter. Now, there's another little talking point that I know we've been itching to get our teeth into on the Egg Chasers Rugby Podcast. So let's do it right now then. It's the matter of supplements. Now, there was a surgeon who came out a week or so ago and said that rugby players have got too big and they're doing too many weights. And one of the things which is, of course, helping to fuel this growth in muscle mass and power and all the rest of it is, it's not the cause of it by any stretch. You've still got to do the work, but supplements are helping. But haven't they got ridiculous names?
They have.
What supplements do you take, Phil? Because you're kind of still semi-pro, just about ish.
Yeah, just about. Just regular stuff, like a pre-game thing that's creatine, caffeine, taurine, and some stable carbohydrate.
Stable, you nerd.
And then like a post-game, post-workout thing that's basically protein and carbohydrate, basic stuff. I do also take some, like a multivitamin, some fish oil and that kind of thing, and vitamin D supplement. It's interesting, speaking to a few lads that I've played with recently about like pre-game supplements and pre-game nutrition, two of the lads were like, their description of what they wanted was, I just want something that makes my head go, ah! The last thing I want when I've got 15, 18 stone men running at me is my head going, ah! I want to be like as focused and like switched on as I possibly can be.
Do you remember there's a tragedy around Jack 3D? Do you remember that stuff? Do you remember Jack 3D? So Jack 3D.
I'm not familiar with this, no.
Okay, so like Jack 3D had
pre-workout.
It's a pre-workout thing, and if you're about to smash the gym for 30 minutes to an hour, it helps you out. So unfortunately, some people started taking it for marathons. Not a great idea. Anyway, after the first incident, which made the news, there was actual demand for it in my rugby club. People started stockpiling Jack 3D.
I've heard people having exactly the same conversation in rugby clubs and in gyms, saying, well, they've banned it, so it must work.
Exactly. And there's another thing we had, these, like, shot things. And it gives you, like, you recommend the daily allowances of various things. Some of the things I can't even read. Because they're only, like, a 25ml shot or 50ml shot. So it's 0.5 something, 0.5 something else RDA. And then the last one is over 1 million percent of your RDA of a substance that I don't understand.
Wow. Wow. Yeah.
One of the lads in our club was taking a pre-game. It was a pre-workout, but he was taking it pre-game. It's called Mutant Rage. Who looks at something like that and thinks, ah, yeah, that's just before a game. I don't know who that's aimed at. Something that we had a bit of a chat about the other week, a supplement that, which is a very, very good supplement, Winter Sun Complex.
What Winter Sun? So what, is this like Winter Sun, like season affective disorder or something like that?
Yeah, it that kind of thing. So there's a lot of studies recently showing that everyone is vitamin D deficient, and it has a lot of negative effects. It's not just like the far end of the scale is obviously rickets and that kind of thing, but just for like other vitamin and nutrient absorption and just general health, strength, mood, things like that, is very important. So it's a really, really good product. Winter Sun Complex.
Cool. Well, one naturally occurring herb, which I know quite a lot of people use, horny goat weed. I just think that should be the official supplement of our X-rated 15.
Horny goat weed.
Horny goat weed.
What exactly does horny goat weed do?
No idea.
I'm not entirely sure what horny goat weed does, but goat weed does. But another couple of names. There's one supplement called nuclear garbage.
What? Wow.
Yep. I-load.
What?
As well, which is
I load.
I load.
I know
that is coming back to BJ Botha.
Yeah. Good lord!
And green bulge is another one, which is
that's unhealthy.
They use a picture of Hulk as their advertising slogan. So
these are unreal.
We had a few years ago. I've been tested in the past, like that as a club, and we got a list sent out by the team manager of banned supplements. And one on there was called Hemo Rage. And so one of the
what's
lads,
with all the rage?
So to the email, one of the lads replied straight away, "Can you get me 2 tubs of Hemo Rage, please, bro?"
Hemo Rage and Mutant Rage.
Yeah, and also, do you know when it goes like drug committee? And like, say if you got caught and you have got a good trial and you're there in front of like the QC and whoever else it is who's running the panel, you can't tell them it's not performance enhancing when it's called Hemo Rage. I mean, you don't have a leg to stand on, do you? I
mean, oh dear. If any of your teammates use something as funny sounding as Hemo Rage or Mutant Rage, then it won't just, I'm sure it's not just Sedgley Park, then at Rugby Podcast on Twitter.
It's definitely not, because there's 2 players who've been banned this year, got caught and tested this year for. I can't remember what it was. I think it was a steroid, which is obviously a lot more serious.
Maybe that's you know, like, I can't believe it's not butter. Maybe there should be a supplement. I can't believe it's not roids. listen, right, make sure you give us a listen on the Thank Rockets Friday podcast. We release it on a Friday and it's our little preview of the upcoming weekend matches, and it's back to the Heineken Cup this week. Go on, Phil.
Sorry. There's talkingrugbyunion.co.uk. I've hosted the last podcast and hopefully we'll be hosting the next one.
I like that. Just a bit of collaboration between people. We're all doing this just for the love of the game, with great stuff that we've had. And, someone's phone's going off, so that's obviously our sign to skedaddle.
Mm-hmm.
Was that your phone, JB?
It is my phone.
How are you feeling now? You seem better than you were at the start.
Perked up a bit.
We will be back on Friday to preview the weekend's Heineken Cup. So catch us on Friday for a bit more rugby action on Thank Rockets Friday. Nice one for listening. And I'm going to let the hungover JB select who you want to be sung out by today.
Let's have Benji Marshall again.
It's Benji Marshall and playing Sammy. Guitar and Sammy Tide, the Australian World Cup winning rugby league player.
Mm-hmm.
Singing.
Oh, yeah, Benji Marshall.
Yeah, singing from last week's podcast. We'll see you next time.
See you guys.
Bye.
Cheers, Tim.
Exclusive. Monday, took her for a drink on Tuesday. We were making love by Wednesday. And on Thursday and Friday and Saturday, we chilled on Sunday. Monday, I took her for a drink on Tuesday. We be making love by Wednesday. And on Thursday and Friday and Saturday, we chilled on Sunday. 1, 2, 3 into the 4. Benji and Sammy T knocking at your door. Ready to make an entrance, so back on up. Cause you know we about to rip it up. Give me the microphone first so I can bust like a bubble. Benji and Sammy together, now you know you in trouble. Monday, took her for a drink on Tuesday. We be making love by Wednesday. And on Thursday and Friday and Saturday, we chilled on Sunday.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.